What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Hilla. For today's episode, I'm looking to do something different. It's not going to be any interview. It's just me. And what I'm looking to do is do a little series on just growing the podcast. I thought it would be kind of interesting to document the growth of the podcast and just kind of update everyone on what I'm doing behind the scenes to grow it, as well as make y'all feel like that you're part of, you know, the journey, and keep y'all in tune with everything that's going on. And on top of that, I know I've had a lot of people that have requested that, you know, I talk more about myself as a host so people get to know me a little bit better. So another thing I was looking to do with this series is let you know more about myself as a host and update you on the things I'm doing outside the podcast. This is something I'm going to test out for maybe 4 episodes. So we're going to see where it goes, feel it out. If y'all like it, we'll continue. If folks don't like it, we're just going to toss it out and it'll just be back to the interviews all strictly. But yeah, so as of now, where is the podcast, you're wondering? You know, when we originally started, did not have this quality of audio. So if you're listening in on your phone, we got a new mic, much better. So got this new mic, and also recently just got hooked up with a conference room. So going to be leaving my personal room here. So I'm excited for that. But shout out to the Iowa State Center for Entrepreneurship, particularly Diana and Judy. Thank you for giving me a space where I can, you know, continue with this. Really appreciate y'all. Second, I announced on social media for the podcast. If you don't follow the podcast on social, check it out. And the Hilla is the handle for wherever social media you use. But we're going to start doing webinars because I thought it was just based on the feedback I got from everyone. People want to actually meet the people I brought onto these podcasts. So through these webinars, you'll get the chance to meet them, ask your own questions, engage some dialogue. It's going to be really dope, but I'm setting that up right now, and it's going to be a couple of them. Particularly, I'm doing one particularly around entrepreneurship that's going to be there. There's going to be one particularly for y'all to learn more about venture capital, as well as engage with someone that is a venture capitalist. Another one is going to be on particularly innovation. That's going to be a really dope one. I'm lining up speakers for that. And potentially there might be one with some politicians. So that might be a really dope one too if you're interested in politics. But although I got this feedback from y'all, one thing I want to get some more feedback on is, who do you want to hear from? Is there a particular person? Is there a particular discipline? Whether, you know, it's an engineer or maybe this particular company, you want to particularly have the chance to talk to people at Microsoft? I want to know at the end of the day, so I would love to get some feedback. If there is someone for you, you can email me. Contact info is in the description for this. You can DM me on Instagram or shoot me a message on LinkedIn, but just let me know. And to throw out some incentive, if you're able to do this by December 1st, the first 8 people that give me feedback, I'm going to give some free merch. And that's also another announcement. I'm working on some merch. Going to have it pretty much finished up within the next couple months. It's not going to be for sale yet, but I'm just going to give it out to kind of like certain folks in the community, and particularly the people that just have really been following since day one. And then after that, maybe you might start putting it up online, but we'll see. But first 8 people to give me their feedback by December 1st, got to have a t-shirt. And then one lucky person is going to be random, but one lucky person is also going to get $20 on top of that. So give me your feedback. I want to know. And then based off that, we're going to set up some more programming. And those are kind of the main updates for the podcast and kind of what I've done as of lately. But also another thing I'm doing is reading a book called Profiting Podcasting, or Profitable Podcasting. So learning more particularly about how people monetize podcasting, but I'm trying to figure out how can I do this, but also still provide value to y'all. So one thing I'm considering is particularly offering like actual classes, partnering with like educators, maybe even making some classes myself, whether it's around, you know, things in tech. So I know a lot of folks that program. So I was maybe thinking about working with some friends and having intro programming courses set up if people are interested in programming. Also setting up classes that allow you to get certified in maybe, you know, things in the tech industry such as Salesforce. And then outside the podcast, myself, what am I currently doing? So for me, you know, I'm an industrial engineer at Iowa State, as you know. So I'm finishing up school, got 26 credits left as of right now. So I'm almost out of here. The big thing to figure out right now is what I want to do after. I'm thinking about a couple things. One of them is I'm looking at MBA programs. I really want to get my MBA. I don't want to go straight into an MBA, clearly, though. There is something called an MBA deferral program, which means I can necessarily apply my senior year, which is now. And once I apply, I get guaranteed acceptance into an MBA, but they give me from anywhere from 2 to 4 years to do wherever I want, whether it's, you know, work in industry, try to start my business, or, you know, continue with this business right here, the podcast, and it gives me time in that sense. So that's one thing I'm really trying to get into right now, particularly trying to target a couple of schools and get a list together of what schools I want to go to. But top of mind is I'm really interested in going to just kind of the top ones. I really want to shoot my shot and see what happens. So looking into Harvard, Stanford, MIT, and kind of those big name schools, and seeing if I get into those deferral programs, as well as the University of Chicago, which I want to go to. And then outside of what I'm working towards for my future, what I'm currently doing right now for work is, you know, I'm doing this podcast. Outside the podcast, I'm doing some work with the city council here in Ames. Reason I started doing it was I helped start a chapter of Black Lives Matter here in Ames. And in the process of doing so, you know, we were trying to promote, we wanted to kind of push a lot of more folks to attend city council meetings because it makes it easier to kind of help push legislation when you can show, hey, there's a whole community that wants to see this legislation happen. And in the process of doing so, we were able to get feedback from 600 people and kind of get that feedback to city council. And when I was talking to one of the city council members, they had told me it was the most feedback they've ever gotten. Typically, names they never get anywhere close to that. They typically have maybe 200 or 100 people give feedback. And that made me think of, wow, this is actually insane, because the population of Ames is about 67 to 68,000. Yet we're not getting feedback from even 5% of the city. So what I'm looking to do is set up a communication pipeline right now, particularly with marginalized communities here in Ames, and kind of working with the city council and city manager to just figure out, you know, what would be the best way to set up a system that allows for more fluid communication. Because one thing is, you know, when you're in a low-income community or you're working a low-income job, you're typically doing physically demanding work, right? You're coming home, you're tired, and you probably have a second job, which is your kids. Take care of them. By the time you're done, you're beat, you know, you're going to sleep, and you're just looking to do the same thing the next day. You're too focused on surviving and don't have necessarily the privilege of worrying about for tomorrow. So you're not looking to go to city council forums where they're going to talk for 2 to 3 hours and just listen on that. You already have too much going on as of right now. So I'm currently working with the city right now to figure out how can we ease that process and make it much easier for folks in marginalized communities, as well as like just low-income communities in general, to give their feedback. That's going to be something we're working on and hopefully collaborating with a bunch of organizations that are here working locally and are already in these communities, because that would make it much easier to do it that way. But that's something I'm currently working on. And then outside of that, I'm currently on the national board for the National Society of Black Engineers, and I'm on their strategic planning task force, where I'm working to kind of help shape the vision for NSBE's next 5 to 10 years, and just kind of being a voice for the chapters, as well as kind of having my own personal input in that sense. But it's really dope. I'm having the opportunity to work with the national chair, some more of the folks on the national board, the regional chairs, some strategy consultants, and some other elected task force officials. But it's a really awesome, it's a really awesome team, and we're doing some great things. But I'm super hyped up for what we have planned for the next couple of years here. So those are all the updates I have in regards to what's going on with the podcast, as well as myself. Thank you for tuning in. If you like the idea for this series, let me know. If you didn't like it, let me know too. But thank you for staying tuned in, and really appreciate it. I'm going to see y'all on the next one.